I'm Larry Carrasel with Arts Focus, and today with Kevin Nordstrom from the Wright State University School of Fine and Performing Arts.
The recital on April 2nd, which is at 7 p.m. Schuster Recital Hall, Wright State University, is going to be sort of a duo recital between myself and a violinist from the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra named Kun Dong, and our pianist will be Ming Li Liu from the Cincinnati Conservatory of Music. Kun and I are both going to play solos, and then we're going to team up for a piano trio for violin, viola, and piano, which is sort of an unusual combination, but quite a beautiful one.
Who is the composer of that trio?
The composer of the trio is a Viennese composer and sort of a younger contemporary and friend of Johannes Brahms. His name is Robert Fuchs, and this is his third piano trio, but the first for this combination.
What are some of the other pieces on this particular recital?
Well, one of the pieces that I would really like to highlight is a violin sonata by Eugene Sai. This is his sixth violin sonata for solo violin in E major. And this is the crowning achievement in terms of technical difficulty and also musical sophistication in his collection of six sonatas. These six sonatas by Sai are meant to parallel the six sonatas and partitas by J.S. Bach, and there are many points in Isai's work that imitate and kind of reminisce on Bach's sonatas. But this one in E major is extremely difficult. It's just one movement, about 8 minutes long, and it's very rare that you will find a violinist who, one, can play the thing, and rarer still, one who will play it live. So this is a really wonderful opportunity for everyone. I'm definitely going to move from backstage into the audience to watch Kun play it. Many of your listeners may remember that Kun, in spring 2023, played Brooks' Scottish Fantasy with the Wright State Chamber Orchestra. So if you were at that concert, you will know just how wonderfully she plays and just the brilliance of her musicianship and her incredible technical achievements.
What are the solos you're going to play?
My solo portion will be a collection of Lied by Johannes Brahms, and this is a number of songs of his that I've snatched from different opuses, and I sort of put together my own song cycle, if you will. The text is loosely knit in this compilation cycle, referring to love and homesickness and that sort of thing. It wasn't hard to do that because all of Brahms's songs refer to those things. It's quite a nice collection. They transfer well over to the medium of viola and piano.
There were lyrics to those Brahms pieces. Do
Yes.
we get to read them or have someone recite them or something during the show or not?
Well, I don't think we will recite them, but I will likely provide a translation in the program booklet. Every year we have just a whole slew of musical things going on. We have orchestra concerts with the Chamber Orchestra, led by Dr. Jackson Leung, and then we have the University Symphony Orchestra, led by Dr. In-Hong Cha. We have faculty recitals throughout the year. I give at least one or two faculty recitals, solo recitals or chamber music recitals. My colleagues do the same. So if you go on to our School of Fine and Performing Arts website, you will see a calendar of events, and I encourage everyone to check that out and to come see what we're doing and listen to our concerts and get a chance to meet all of us.
Viola professor Kevin Nordstrom from Wright State University. This recital is coming up on the 2nd of April at 7 p.m. at Wright State's Creative Arts Center. Get more information at wright.edu/music. I'm Larry Carrasel. Arts Focus is a production of Discover Classical.